Good morning, afternoon, evening, and night, world. Welcome to the Word from the Trenches. Our site is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com, and this broadcast is being brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Thursday, October 4th, 2012, and I'm your host, Henry Shively. Chilly this morning. It's currently 28 degrees here in the little town of Chiloquin, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Southern Oregon, wherein I live. And we're looking at a high of 75 today. It's cooling right down. And we have some real interesting and bizarre subjects to go over this morning. And we'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your paws, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my man.
Welcome back to The Word from the Trenches on RBN Studio A. And I didn't watch the debate last night. I go to bed too early to start with, but I wouldn't have wasted the time anyway. I mean, 5 minutes after I turned the idiot box on this morning, I had a pretty good overview of what had occurred. Romney won. He had rehearsed his part ad nauseum. I mean, he was out there spouting the lines from his commercials and, you know, the sound bites and the trigger words and all this foolishness that we've been listening to for ever since this whole thing began back in 2011. I mean, right? They started early with this crap. And, you know, it's a production and they make no bones about it. Yeah, they're up there. They're a couple of actors and they're a couple of really sorry actors. I mean, if we're to have to endure this, wouldn't it be better to get some real actors? I mean, you know, professionals from Hollywood. You know, Mel Gibson could be instead of Mitt Romney and maybe Samuel L. Jackson instead of Obama, somebody that's, you know, they've studied, the art further, and then we could take it down on Broadway, and it might actually be worth watching, I mean, in a comical sense. To think we have any say in what's going on in this country right now is ludicrous, and I think everybody, even the moronic out there, are starting to get the point. So anyway, I wouldn't waste my time, and I will not waste my time. I mean, I think that a lot of people turn the tube off. It's sickening. It's tiring. Listening to it, I can't do it. Let's see what else was going on in the world yesterday besides the great production of 2012. U.S. court orders Iran and others to pay $6 billion for 9/11 attacks from Raw Story. A U.S. judge formally ordered Iran, Al-Qaeda, and several other defendants Wednesday to pay $6 billion compensation to the victims of September 11, 2001 in a largely symbolic ruling. Although Iran denies any connection to 9/11, it was included in the list of alleged culprits by the U.S. District Court in New York, along with the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, Afghanistan's Taliban, guerrillas, and Al-Qaeda, which took credit for the massive terror attack. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is also named. However, the money awarded for economic, personal, and punitive damages for a total of $6 billion, is unlikely to be recovered, you think? I mean, I think they should just pay this because the Zionist judge stepped up. I mean, Iran, when did they get caught up in 9/11? This is almost crazy. It is crazy. It's completely crazy. Iran. I think that they said that it was like 15 Saudi Arabians and three or four Lebanese that were actually, if you believe the story of 9/11, the fairy tale of 9/11, there was nobody from Iran. I mean, didn't we attack Iraq because of 9/11 also? Because, no, we couldn't do that because Al-Qaeda was the enemy of Saddam Hussein. I mean, how do they think that we do not have the memory span of a head of cabbage? What? However, the money awarded for economic, personal, and punitive damages for a total is unlikely to be recovered. I think they should just pay. I mean, how did this whole thing go down? Were there summonses? Were there, were they served with a lawsuit? Were they allowed to respond? Well, we don't do that in this country anymore. What am I saying? We have our merchant courts that are made to bring in revenue, and I guess $6 billion is revenue. Iran is in a tense standoff with the United States over multiple issues. They are? A tense standoff? Okay. Especially its nuclear industry and alleged plan to build an atomic weapon. Iran-backed Hezbollah has no relations with the United States. Okay. Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, who is also named, was killed by U.S. Navy SEALs in a raid inside Pakistan in 2011. The Taliban are in an active war with the U.S.-led troops across Afghanistan. Well, Osama bin Laden is dead. I mean, like, the fifth or sixth time that they killed him. I mean, they're not going to get any money from old Sammy. And I mean, the hijackers, I mean, the 15 Saudi nationals and the three or four Lebanese nationals, these are all dead people. I guess it is symbolic, though. I mean, we have this ruling, and then I guess this is to add some credence in our history to the 9/11 fairy tale. The ruling caps a series of court decisions prompted by lawsuits filed by families of 47 victims from among the nearly 3,000 killed on 9/11. See, they filed these lawsuits. I mean, that would have been something if there would have been a real court hearing where they had to have discovery and they could have brought the truth of 9/11 into the court to, you know, to defend themselves. You know, the fact that we were conducting drills. These say, just like in Aurora, Colorado, with this late, you know, the shooting back, I think it was in June, at the theater there. They were conducting drills for this exact same scenario at the nearby college. On 9/11, they were conducting drills for this same scenario of flying planes into buildings. At the very time it happened, I mean, this is so blatant on its face. 9/11 is so blatant on its face. I don't really think there's more than a handful of people out there that are just completely brain dead that believe anything the government is telling them about the false flag of 9/11. Okay. The ruling. Okay. Last year, Judge George Daniels signed a judgment in favor of the plaintiffs. A magistrate then calculated the recommended compensation, which Daniels on Wednesday approved in his ruling. I mean, if they're saying this is symbolic, I'd like to know how much this symbolically cost the taxpayers, I mean, to put on this another production. That's what our government has become anymore. It's just a production. I mean, they have the mainstream propagandists sitting there setting the stage, and then you have the main actors come up and play, you know, Hillary Clinton up there acting like she's some kind of general, and you know, when she's just a an ugly little man caught in an ugly little woman's body. Janet Nepal, I mean, all these weirdos, man, it's like a reality show out of hell. Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda claim responsibility for the attacks, in which hijackers, or which, in which hijacked airliners were used to bring down the World Trade Center towers in New York and to crash into the Pentagon near Washington. Like I said, I mean, come on, wake up, man. If they, you know what kind of precision it takes to bring down even, you know, a 4 or 5 story building. I mean, the demolitions experts go in and they wire those buildings. It takes them a while to do it. They cut supports. And, you know, so the building will fall in its own track so that it doesn't hit buildings adjacent to it. And to bring something down like the world, you know, the towers with an airplane, a jetliner. I mean, if this is all it took, the boneyards are full of jetliners. Why would anybody pay millions of dollars to have a demolition team come in to take out the building when they could remotely fly one of these airplanes into it? I mean, it was pretty actually. I mean, look at the whole thing with the plane going into it and the buildings coming down. It was as contained as any controlled demolition you've ever seen. So, I mean, why waste all this money when we can get rid of the old? You know, it's kind of like a recycling program. We can get rid of these old airliners and bring down these buildings that need to come down cheaply. The Taliban ruled, Afghanistan at the time, and The Taliban ruled Afghanistan at the time and were giving shelter to Al-Qaeda. Iran was blamed by the U.S. courts partly because some of the hijackers passed through their country on their way to carrying out the attacks. You know, they passed through Iran coming from Saudi Arabia. Well, where they were home based, that we're not going to talk. Saudi Arabia is our friend. They've agreed to take the big bribes to be friends with Israel. It's really quite comical if you think about it. All these years we've been paying all these billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, Libya, all these countries we've been paying this money to, we'll pay you if you'll be friends with Israel. I mean, psychotic. I mean, if you could just step back and look at this, I mean, just wash your mind of all the crap and just look at this on its face. It is really crazy. Let's see what else is going on. Turkey strikes targets in Syria in retaliation for shelling deaths. Now, this is good from CNN. The thing is, you know, we're not going for that, the attack on Syria and Iran. The people, man, we're in a depression here. We just can't afford it. We're sorry, you know. We know you're our number one ally and that, you know, we owe you everything we have because you gave us the United States, Israel. And we should be attacking these countries for you and running new pipelines so that you can further enrich yourself and become more powerful and conquer more land. Because in reality, the whole Middle East and Northern Africa belong to you. What the whole world belongs to you. What are we saying? You're God's chosen people. I mean, it's just sad that we, you know, we've fallen into this depression and we can't fulfill our duty to you as your servants, your slaves, your goyim. Your herd animals. We're here to sacrifice ourselves for you. We really want to. It's just we've run out of money. I mean, the printing presses, you know, we pushed them too hard, and they're starting to float the valves, and they're blowing up left and right. And even the computers, we're just changing digits. They can't take anymore. I mean, we pushed it to the limit, and we're really sorry. We'll be right back.
And put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise. Put up a
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors. RBN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy. Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Who will answer? Cry for warriors. Who will be there? The battle line. Who will lift up a breath of courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
This is The Word from the Trenches. I'm Henry Shively, coming to you from Studio A, RBN. Republic Broadcasting Network, and before we went to break, we were bringing up the next headline, Turkey strikes targets in Syria in retaliation for shelling deaths, and this is just another backdoor. I mean, Benny Netanyahu's stomping his feet around, and I mean, we want to invade, what is the matter with our goyim? They're retaliating, they're refusing to go and throw themselves on the grenades and charge the machine gun nests for Zion. And, you know, our founding fathers warned us of Jewry. I mean, this is something you never hear. And this weekend, I'm going to look up some of the writings of our founding fathers, and I'll show you where they, I mean, in their own words, of these anti-Semites, our founding fathers warned us of Jews and Jewry and how they would take over our country. This was a crucial warning that's been left out of our history. And, you know, it does not behoove us to ignore it, because it's happening right before our eyes. Turkey fired on Syrian government targets in response to the shelling of a Turkish border town in which five civilians were killed Wednesday, according to Prime Minister Recep Tayyip. I love these Middle Eastern things. Drogan's office, the town of Akakala, was hit by artillery fire belonging to the Syrian regime forces. Really, how do you know that? With the Arab Spring, the so-called Arab Springs, it's like Israel won't say, yes, we do have nuclear weapons, but we're not going to say we don't have nuclear weapons. Like in Libya, when the protesters suddenly turned into rebels, defying Gaddafi, there were three groups there, in this little conflict, and one being the Libyan government, and one being the protesters turned rebels, and one being this third force. And who were they? The CIA and Mossad, perhaps, who had instigated this war. When you hear all these atrocities, even in Syria now, where they're going in and gunning down these civilians, they'll get that on the evening news real quick. But then it leaks out, oh, well, these weren't exactly the rebels, and these weren't exactly government forces. These were some rogues out there in the streets doing this. And this is a communist tactic that's been used for a millennium. I mean, they're agitators. They're in there to cause conflict. And if Turkey was hit by Syria, it's admitted right in the mainstream that this is how we're funneling guns. And actually, mercenaries, mercenary armies, we are paying for, while we can't afford gas for our cars and food for our table, we're paying for mercenaries to go into Syria. Why are we doing this? All because our Zionist masters have dictated it. The dual citizen Israeli Americans that have infiltrated our government are using their power structure within what used to be our government to order these, let's get some of our our Al-Qaeda. Because you notice that one week the Al-Qaeda is killing our people, and those terrible Al-Qaeda, well, just like this this court ruling, maybe they can work that off, that $6 billion, by sending more mercenaries, these Al-Qaeda mercenaries into Iran or Syria, to attack the Syrian government, because the whole idea is to destabilize the governments, then tear them down, and then replace the regimes with Al-Qaeda, because that's what's happened in every instance. In Egypt, there was no war, but the government that we had been supporting for 40 years was replaced with Al-Qaeda, our enemy. In Libya, it was Al-Qaeda that replaced Muammar Gaddafi. For the express reason, why did Muammar have to go? Well, because he was going to start trading his oil in donars, gold. And it would have spread through northern Africa and into the Middle East. And everybody, of course, you would trade for gold, because it's all been traded in dollars. And those dollars are, going the way of the dodo bird. And people wanted some actual cash for their... The Libyan people would have been way better off. So would the people of northern Africa. So would the people of the Middle East. They would have actually got something for their resources. And that's the idea here, is to steal the resources, not to buy them, to steal them, just like they're stealing them here in our country. We're being robbed blind. We have been being robbed blind for more than 100 years now, since the Federal Reserve was put in place in the United States and the debt dollar made our currency instead of minted gold and silver, as our Constitution dictated we should have. And there was a reason for that, because our founding fathers had come here from Europe, and they knew how currency was used to take over a country, to take over a government, to put a people into slavery. The town at the Syrian regime state. Okay. Oh, we're at the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org. and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Roll away the dawn, roll away the dawn, and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Horses and men, horses and men are on the field. They didn't yield. Many have fallen here. Never forget. Never forget what they have done. The time will come.
Welcome back to The Word from the Trenches with Henry Shively. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. Come on over. If you're a patriot, you're going to like it. Have any of you patriots woken up out there yet? I've gotten up. I've got the coffee, and we're ready to get into the situation that we're in. If you'd like to join in, the number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443, and we're talking about, oh, the Syrians have attacked Turkey, and you know what? I thought Israel was our only friend over there, and now I'm finding out, you know what? We have another friend over there, and it's Turkey, and we have a pact with Turkey, a defense pact. If somebody attacks Turkey, they might as well have attacked us. Personally, I'm outraged. Now I'm mad at Syria. I mean, this is no longer the Zionists trying to get our young people over there to attack Syria and lose their arms, legs, and come home in caskets. This is Turkey now. They have nothing to do with Zionism, right? Right. Representatives of the Turkey's government said our armed forces on the border responded immediately to atrocious attacks within the rules of engagement. Of course, we have to find a legitimate way to go in because we got to sell this to the American people. They're already on to the Zionists who have cloaked themselves in the democracy this time. And, you know, that's been the spread of democracy. First, they've cloaked themselves in Nazism, and they've cloaked themselves in communism. This time around, they think they're going to cloak themselves in democracy, but they're being found out so fast here this time around because of the internet and because of broadcasts like RBN. And we have to reject it. We have to say no. We have to yell it in a loud voice, and the response was immediate from the alternate media out here. The whole scenario was attacked immediately. It was, no, you're not going to slip us into Syria through Turkey. We're not going to fall for it. We're in a depression here. We need to fix our country. We cannot go to any more of your foreign wars. Stick a sock in it. We're done. Syria, and points in Syria determined by radar were hit with artillery fire. It said, Turkey, within the confines of the rules of engagement and international law, everything's legal this time. That's important. I mean, when we invaded Libya, that was absolutely in violation of international law. And but we have an attack here. They've attacked us. Now we can do it. We have an attack. This is an insult to our integrity here in the United States, and we all should be running down to the recruiter's office to join up to go and straighten those Syrians out for daring to attack Turkey. We'll never leave these types of provocations aimed at our national security unanswered. Well, they're going to answer, and this time they have the might of the United States behind them. Hey, anybody ready for World War III? I mean, any way to get World War III going? We want to step up. We want to do it. I mean, we're patriots. It's our duty as Americans to go fight in Turkey. All right, let's go into some outrages here at home. If cops can't tase a pregnant woman, the terrorists will win. Oh, boy. From Pro-Liberate. Thanks to a misbegotten ruling from a divided Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, police in 9 states have been left at an insurmountable disadvantage when dealing with criminal suspects. At least that's what we are told in a legal brief submitted to the Supreme Court by a coalition of police unions. At least they're calling themselves what they are. They are police unions. They are not public servants. They are not peace officers. They are police unions. Just like the union known as the Bar Association that has taken over our courts, that will decide on this other union's petition here. It won't be long before the word spreads through society's criminal underworld that the Ninth Circuit hasn't simply given them a get-out-of-jail-free card, but a never-have-to-go-to-jail-in-the-first-place card, warns the ACMAS brief. Rather than subduing criminals, police officers will now be forced walk away from people they have arrested. The ruling that is fraught with such awful implications, Brooks versus City of Seattle, involved a patently unnecessary taser attack upon a woman who was 7 months pregnant. I remember when this happened. The unarmed woman, who was not suspected of a violent crime, posed no threat to the 3 violent officers who assaulted her. She was uncooperative, but did not offer any violent resistance. Her sole offense was to refuse a demand that she sign a traffic ticket that was eventually dismissed. In March of 2010, the Ninth Circuit Court found that Seattle police officer Steve Damon, Juan Ornelius, and Donald Jones used excessive force when they committed their attack on Brooks and her unborn child. But they were entitled to qualified immunity because the legal precedents dealing with the use of electroshock torture on pregnant women, on a pregnant woman, were ambiguous in 2004. So they're just really, nobody had said you can't do it. I mean, you can't taser a woman who is 7 months pregnant and, you know, take her to the ground, cuff and stuff her, you know, in 2004. So we have to, you know, there was no, we have to give them their qualified immunity. These officers were perfectly within the bounds of their training. The assailants were thus left in the clear, but unsatisfied with the victory, with the support of organizations representing tens of thousands of police, including some 30,000 SWAT operators, the officers are appealing that ruling to the Supreme Court, claiming that any limitation on the discretionary use of tasers against nonviolent suspects constitutes an unacceptable restraint on police discretion and a dire threat to the holiest of social considerations, officer safety. And I've heard this a lot of times. I mean, we were out on the river last summer. It was early summer. Me, my wife, and my two sons, we have a little place down by the river where we go sometimes and just, you know, barbecue up some hamburgers and just sit where it's quiet. And one of my sons had walked down the bank. My son Jesse, who is the one who, you know, he graduated from the University of Oregon with a bachelor's degree in math and science. I mean, math and physics. I mean, he's a clean-cut, good-looking boy, and he's just walking. He went down, walked down by the river there, and he was had my slingshot, and he was shooting rocks out at the river, watching them splash in the river. Here comes a county sheriff up the side of the bank of the river, and the next thing I know, he's over there talking to my son. So I get up out of my chair, and I walk over there to him. I go, "What's going on here?" And my son, he's mad. He's wanting, he's telling me to show his ID. We're out in the middle of the damn woods. Well, we already talked about what they have planned for our woods. But I told him, I said, "Why are you asking for his ID?" "Well, we're looking for somebody," says he. I go, "Who are you looking for?" And he goes, "Well, there's a fella that's up here," and I knew who they were looking for. Because he lived down at the end of the road there by the river. And these police officers, they know who this guy is. And he's my age. This is my son, and I told him this, you know, and he goes, "Well, we have to ask for ID to protect. You have to understand officer safety." I go, "Yeah, I understand. You're a coward, and that you have no qualms in walking on our constitutionally guaranteed rights. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. You have no reason to be here bothering us." And of course, by then I was starting to get pretty mad. I was starting to shake, and he seen this and he started walking away. I go, "Have you ever read our Constitution?" I keep yelling at him, "Have you ever read our Constitution?" He goes, "Yeah, I've read it." I go, "I guess you just don't believe in it." He goes, "I guess not," and jumped in his rig. He didn't ID me. I mean, I was, at least I was the same age as the person he was looking for. But this is what it has come to in this country. It is unacceptable. These police are cowards. I don't think you can become a cop unless you can pass a coward test. Cowards with guns, man, and tasers. That's what they want out there. Oh. Let's see what we got going here. Where was I? Officer safety. An unarmed 14-year-old girl is tasered in Philadelphia. In its brief on behalf of the officers, the Los Angeles County Police Chiefs Association and the National Tactical Officers Association insist that refusing to allow police to use electroshock torture against a pregnant woman would fatally undermine the principle of pain compliance. Man, you think about the pain compliance. You will comply with what you would do what you're told. Now, we started out in this country with a Bill of Rights where unless you were committing a crime, I mean a real crime, a crime where somebody, another citizen's life was in danger, or another citizen's property was being destroyed or stolen, the peace officer couldn't confront you. If there was such a thing as they were going to arrest you, in fact, they had to go down to the judge, and there had to be two witnesses with affidavits. And a warrant issued. Now it's pain compliance because you, the officer tells you to jump up and down on one leg and stick your tongue out and wag your fingers in your ears. Do it. Or we're going to make you comply through torture, pain. And I noticed that these attacks are always on old people or women. Because I guess they're easy targets. This is how you get your rep in the when you become a part of the great policing force of the United States. If you want to move up and you know gain the respect of your fellow officers, you got to beat on a few pregnant women, beat some old people, taser them, kick them around. Maybe you could kill a couple. Okay, let's see. Principal pain compliance on which social pain compliance on which social order. As they pretend to understand it, depends. If they can't beat you around and make you obey them, then we're going to have a complete social breakdown here. This is an outrage. I'll tell you what, this is where vigilanteism comes from. When you have, I mean, it's always been confined to small areas like a town or a county where the criminals move in and take over the police forces and they go rogue and they start beating people, taking their property. And sooner or later, then a list goes up on the city hall with a list of names on it, a vigilante list. And then, you see, this is why this total surveillance is so important this time around in implementing their police state. Because they want everybody to feel, oh, there's somebody looking, oh, there's somebody watching you. You better not go get us in the middle of the night after we've taken that uniform off. Because the camera's going to get you. Or one of see something, say something, rat fink, your fellow citizens is going to tell on you. Well, there's going to come a point where that ain't going to matter no more. Let the rat fink tell it. The rat fink will be the next one on the list. This is going to stop. We cannot endure this. We're Americans. On November 23rd, 2004, Malaika Brooks was taking her son to school when she was stopped by Officer Ornelius, who claimed wrongly, as it turned out, that she had been speeding. Oh, my goodness, speeding? I'm surprised he didn't just open up on her. Speeding. And then it turned out she wasn't even speeding, but, I mean, somebody could have been hurt. And I mean, when an officer walks up to you and you know, tells you to stand to and accept what he says to you and comply. Just do what you're told because he has the full authority of the court. He is the court. He is the accuser, the prosecutor, and the person that carries out the sentence right there on the side of the road. That's what they like. This is what they like to have. And as long as we put up with this crap, they're going to keep heading that way. That she had been speeding when he presented Brooks with a traffic ticket, she refused to sign it out of concern that doing so would constitute an admission of guilt. And these tickets, you ever wonder what a ticket is? It's a bill of lading. If you've ever been involved in shipping in any context, you know that that ticket is a bill of lading. And when you sign it, you are agreeing to it. You're agreeing that that cop had the right to write you that ticket and that you are responsible for the amount on that ticket. You can, I mean, here where I live, you can't, if you have like a taillight out here anymore, I mean, and you get pulled over and the cop writes you a ticket for the taillight, you can't fix the taillight and go in and say, well, man, my taillight was out, I fixed it. No, that is mandatory because this is revenueing people. These are road bandits. The states have milked the substance out of the people through taxation to the point that we have no more to give. We will not vote in another tax levy. Any chance we get to vote out of tax, we're going to do it because we can't afford it. So they send their road bandits out, their thugs, out to rob you on the highway. In places like Texas, it's got as bad as them going through people's pockets, through their wallets, and taking their damn money. They do it. Presented Brooks with his, she refused out of concern that doing so would constitute an admission of guilt. She had done the same during a 1996 traffic stop in which the officer who possess some ritual decency, simply handed her the little extortion note and walked away. This is a pregnant, I mean, 7 months pregnant. We've all seen a 7-month pregnant woman. I mean, how could you, I mean, you take a step back to make sure you don't do anything to harm her. God almighty, what is wrong with these psychos? Ornelas unfortunately chose to escalate the encounter by calling for backup. Oh, we have a seven-month pregnant woman, seven-month, and man, she's not taking the ticket, man. Let's get some people down here quick. This officer is in danger. I mean, his safety comes first and foremost. In fact, I mean, if he had, he should have just stepped back and pulled his weapon. And if she said one more word, just shoot her down, because, I mean, that officer could have been hurt by that that woman who was 7 months pregnant. She was a danger to him. And he has a right as an officer of the law to protect himself. We'll be right back after this break. Listen.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Tell the time is coming, you can sense it everywhere. You can see it in the faces, all around you see the signs. America is changing, freedom's on the line. Will you be among the patriots? Will you stand? We
This is The Word from the Trenches, and I'm Henry Shively. And we're talking about the right of the U.S. Gestapo to use pain compliance techniques, tasers, beatings, whatever it takes, on a seven-month pregnant woman in order to protect the Republic from terrorists. And I see we have Chris from Las Vegas further adding credence to my assertion that the people on the West Coast get up earlier than the people on the East Coast. Come on up, Chris.
Why, good morning, Mr. Shively.
How are you this morning?
I am awake and paying attention, eyes wide open. I would observe that you are precisely correct, although if you don't know your rights, you have no rights. These purported police officers, public servants, are now mere mercenaries protecting the corporation, not the people. They have sold themselves out at our dime, I might remind you, and they're therefore obtaining their compensation under fraud because they're supposed to be public servants protecting the public, but they are protecting the private interest of the foreign bankster cults who have subverted and taken over these departments and converted them to their mere private foreign mercenaries on our American soil.
Unionized mercenaries, in fact, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, yesterday there was an article out that was talking about a Walmart. It was back east somewhere, I can't recall exactly where, but these people have been protesting for a couple of weeks over unsafe working conditions and just brutal working conditions and working them like the people south of the border work. And these were, I seen the pictures of this, and these were people like my age, the gray hair. These were non-violent people, and they're sitting in the middle of a road. And here comes the enforcers, the corporate enforcers, disguised as, well, peace slash police officers. And these guys look like something out of Star Wars. I mean, they were in full battle fatigues with their guns and their helmets. And, I mean, they're coming up to confront these people who are doing nothing. And, I mean, it's getting scary out there, don't you think?
Absolutely. You might note that in the California, I think it was, up near Santa Barbara, but I don't remember where they did all the macing of the ones that were sitting on the ground with the military-grade mace, and, of course, the people were sitting there perhaps singing or chanting, and, of course, the, as you say, military-dressed public servants were spraying this mace all over them indiscriminately with extreme malice aforethought, and they just settled that case for several million dollars for some of the victims. It's important to understand that in Brown versus Texas, Kerry versus Ohio, and Schwer versus Delaware, the police have no right to ask for identification unless you are suspected of a felony violation. There is no reason to stop you unless you've committed a felony.
You're absolutely
correct. Absolutely crazy what's going on in America because the people have been asleep far too long.
Stay right there, Chris. We'll be back after these.